A little bit about myself. My name is Steve Farag. I'm 25 years old, graduate of the University of Illinois in Central Illinois. I sold a lot of apparel in college, and I used a mom-and-pop screen printing shop right here in town. It was a shop called Campus Sportswear, which I ended up buying, and they've been around for 40 or 50 years, family-run, very little technology in the shop, and they were doing a lot of business just by word of mouth and good relationships. I got to know them well enough. The day I graduated, I bought a third of the business. We are now starting our third year at the company, which was once, just a couple employees. We now have 10 employees. We're building a second production facility. We've broken seven figures of business. So we're starting to really make that transition from a small business to a bigger business. Love being on the forefront of kind of the industry, learning all about it. It really is fascinating. And it's great to just connect with everyone in the industry, kind of like how we met, Bruce.
Awesome. So I'm actually curious. So you said you were selling a lot of shirts initially. So how did you go about that marketing and the sales of getting that started?
Yeah, so I thought I was a graphic designer in college. I went to school initially to be an engineer and ended up not enjoying engineering, but really enjoying entrepreneurship. And so I was in a fraternity like most college kids. I was very active in a lot of different clubs, and I started designing apparel for our organization, whether they were for drinking events or they were for different events on campus for philanthropic reasons. I was able to kind of jimmy-rig an e-commerce store. I used like Shopify in college just to be able to let people pay for their apparel. And then I would take the money and then I would go and get the apparel printed here in town. So it got big enough to the point where I was able to pay for a whole year of college at the University of Illinois as a college student. Wasn't a bad side gig whatsoever. It got me really close to the industry and really close to my business partners who I'm in business with now.
Gotcha. And so that's interesting. I see a lot of comments from people talking about, whether they're starting their business or they want to improve their sales, some different tips and tactics. So you really went the kind of almost creating your own little brand in a way to start selling it and start to generate those leads and sales.
Yeah, I think what we have to realize is in our industry, we're in a very lucrative industry because everyone needs printed products. Everyone needs printed products. And I tell students this all the time. I work with quite a bit of students that want to start their own product lines. And I pretty much tell them, you have to create the need in your market. And what that means is you have to go to them and pitch the idea to them and show them a finished product or a mock-up and say, look, you've got an event coming up for a family reunion, or you've got this birthday coming up. Wouldn't it be awesome if you had apparel for it? And as I did that, people just started relying on me. And in our business, decorated apparel, decorated products is very much a relationship business. I work with college students all the time, and I give them my cell phone number because they love texting me and sending me designs and asking me if this will work. And they love being involved in that ordeal. And so what I kind of try to do in college as a student is just build that relationship with other people, provide needs that they might not think about, design things for them that I knew would print and obviously that were very profitable. And I'd only make $2 or $3 a shirt, but as a college student, when I could sell 100 shirts and make $2 a pop, $200 wasn't bad for a weekend as a college student. Now, when I got into the production side of things, that changed significantly and the profit margins got a lot better. But I think the key principle that I learned in college is you have to go out and make, you have to build the need for your customers, if that makes sense.
Sure. Gotcha. And that's interesting. So then you talked about buying a third of the business, which is another piece that other people talk about too, is financing on the getting started end. So was that income that you saved up from working on, this stuff, or was there loans, or how did that work?
Yeah, so there was a collection of a lot of different things. I think the business here in town realized that they needed me and I also needed them. So it was a really good fit. They realized that, they're two older gentlemen who are my business partners now and they're like my second family, but they realized they weren't going to take the business to the next level. And if they didn't find someone young, energetic that knew how to make it, use technology the right way, they were going to have to close up when they got old. They didn't have anyone to pass the business off to. So I took all the money that I saved up in college. I gave that to them. They kind of financed some of it for me. I also have another loan that I took. And I think the greatest part was that I'm actually going to pay off the business in my third year of business with them. And I think that's to show the amount of growth that we've had, but how well kind of the marriage has worked. We have had a lot of growing pains, don't get me wrong. A 25-year-old telling two 55-year-old guys what to do on a daily basis, where I knew nothing about the industry, does have some struggles. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something, you know, I'll blog about and talk a little bit about later. But I mean, it was a good fit, and you know, there was a lot of money involved, but it's a lucrative enough business where I was able to plan it out and pay it off in a pretty short time frame.
Gotcha. Are you able to say what do you had to save up to put into that?
I mean, I saved up, you know, it was the investment in the business was well over six figures. I'll just leave it at that.
Sure.
Did I have that to put down at the time? Not quite, but we made it work.
Gotcha.